When the earthquake hit Haiti last week, more than 40,000 Americans were living there. Many of them are Haitian Americans, including some who retired in the country of their birth. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story of one such man he encountered in a wrecked hillside slum.
People gather when you do interviews on the street, especially people in deep distress, like the ones who surround us in the ruined district called Carrefour Fouy. One man is insistent. He's speaking through an interpreter.
He's saying something very important. There is an American lying here. He's very sick. They called for American people to come in, and he would like to go. He's so sick, but they cannot help him.
The man leads the way through a courtyard jammed with people who've lost their homes. The American proves to be an aged man lying on a mattress, half naked under a thin blanket. A plastic tube trails out from under the blanket, emptying into a urine-spattered bucket. He's hard of hearing, confused, and irritated by the crowd around him. In response to shouted questions from an interpreter, he says his name is Yves Malbranche.
Quel âge lui?
86.
He's 86 and frail, but when asked where he comes from, he speaks up.
Belmont Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, senior citizen.
Belmont Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, senior citizen. American citizen, too, though he says his passport has expired and he somehow never got around to renewing it. He says proudly that he has his Medicare and Social Security cards. Mr. Malbranche says he moved back to Haiti in 2004 to live with a brother who's since died of cancer.
No, family.
A neighbor, Marie Carmel Bartolome, says that she's helping to take care of him. He has a nephew in the U.S. who helped to arrange for his medical care in the past, but since the earthquake, no one's been able to contact him. Marie Carmel says Mr. Malbranche is sleeping outside because his house is damaged and too dangerous to stay in. It's noisy, crowded, and dirty in the courtyard. Annoyed, Mr. Malbranche shoos away a crowd of curious children. He says he regrets the decision to come back to his homeland and only wants one thing.
I wanted to go back to the United States.
Yves Malbranche, old and ill, lying outside a house he can't use in a ruined, chaotic city. A senior citizen, an American citizen, and he wants to go home. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.